On the record.
Good morning. We are on the record. My name is Marisha Childs. My pronouns are she, her. I'm the hearings officer for this matter. We are here today, Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. The time is 11 a.m. We're here on cause number 1250075. This is a tow appeal hearing request that was filed by Nancy Bates. We're on Zoom. I can see faces and squares. And one of those squares says Nancy Bates. So I'd just like to go around the space, have parties identify themselves for the record. I will start with appellant. If you can state and spell first and last name and your pronouns, please.
Yes, my first name is Joshua. My last name is Jarmer, and I go by he or him.
Thank you. And you're with?
Oh, the City of Portland is a parking code enforcement officer.
It sounds like you are in a very large space with not a lot to absorb the sound, because your voice just sounds like it's just lost in the room. I don't know if maybe I can hear you. You know what? Don't touch anything. If I can hear you, that's good enough. I do not want anybody messing with anything, because then who knows what will happen. Maybe I won't hear you. So I'm just going to, it's good enough. Thank you for being here. Nancy Bates, can you identify yourself, please? State and spell first and last name for the record and your pronouns.
Hi, I'm Nancy Bates, N-A-N-C-Y-B-A-T-E-S, and I go by she, her.
Thank you. All right. So we are here on a tow appeal hearing. As I said, I am the hearings officer for this matter. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow your vehicle to make sure that decision complies with the code. My authority in these cases is limited. I'm limited to deciding whether the tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if two requirements are met. One, the procedural and notice requirements have been satisfied. And two, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. If there was a parking citation that was issued in addition to the tow, and I do see that there was a parking citation that was issued, the parking citation will not be addressed here today. And instead, that would need to be resolved within the Multnomah County Circuit Court. I encourage all appellants, if you are appealing the tow, you should appeal that parking citation. There's no reason not to. Appealing the parking citation is your best chance of getting any kind of financial relief, because as I said, I am very limited as to what I can do in these matters. When I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties, when I have scrolled through this case, I see there are documents that have been uploaded by both parties in support of their respective positions. Obviously, appellant uploads documents to show that the vehicle, to suggest that the vehicle tow was invalid. The city uploads documents to show that the tow is valid. And there's also some documents that have been uploaded by the hearings office clerk so we can track where this case is. These documents are not part of the record yet, but I would like to make them part of the record by admitting these exhibits. There are 12 exhibits. I would like to admit those 12 exhibits. Does either party have any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 12 into the record at this time? I'm seeing heads shake and although we're on Zoom and I can see faces and squares, it's not the video that's being recorded. Your camera doesn't even need to be on. Although, of course, I appreciate when your cameras are on, so I like to be able to see who I'm speaking to. But the record doesn't capture a head shake because that's not audible. So I need to either hear you say, yes, I object to this, no, I don't object to this, rather than just shake your head. Nancy Bates, do you have any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 12 into the record?
I have no objection.
Thank you for that. Officer Jarmer?
No objections.
Okay, great. So I'll admit exhibits 1 through 12. As I said, This hearing is on Zoom and it's being audio recorded. The audio of these proceedings will be available on the city's website within the next 2 to 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing. Anybody could go on to the city's website, click on the electronic files, e-files, and you could listen to the audio by just putting in this cause number 1250075. Okay, so exhibits, Ms. Bates, did you receive the statement of rights in this case? It was exhibit 6.
Yes.
Do you have any questions about what you read?
No.
Okay. Do you feel ready to move forward with the hearing today?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. So how this hearing will work is the first, next thing I'm going to do is get you both sworn in. Nancy Bates, since you are the moving party, you will get to tell me why you believe this tow is invalid first. I'm happy to share any images that you have uploaded on a screen so that way we can all see what you're referring to. I can ask you questions. The city could ask you questions after you make your presentation. And then when you conclude your presentation of testimony, then I'll move to the city. The city can make their presentation of testimony as to why that they believe the tow is valid. It's the city's burden to prove that by a preponderance of evidence that this tow is valid. If they don't meet that burden, then the tow is not valid. Next, get you sworn in, and we will get started. So if I can get you both to raise your right hand, please. Great. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say I do, Nancy Bates.
I do.
Great. Thank you, Officer Jarmer.
I do.
Great. Thank you. You can both put your hands down. Okay, so Nancy Bates, you are the moving party, so you get to begin telling me why you believe that this tow is invalid.
So I believe that this towing was invalid because the vehicle did not block the entry or exit for the driveway. The driveway, the way the vehicle was parked, I could see that it partly blocked the side wing of the driveway, but the driveway is not clearly marked, so it wasn't very evident, especially because I parked at 10:30 the night before. Also, there was no notice that the car would be towed, prior to it being towed. I feel like the towing was unnecessary because there was no sign saying that it couldn't be parked there. Then the car itself was not causing any hazard, nor was it blocking the entrance or the exit for the party, my next door neighbor's driveway. I don't know if there's anything else I need to say.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think you've covered it. And I do not have any questions. I have looked at this case before we started this hearing. I don't know. You uploaded an enterprise rental agreement. I'm not sure why I need that. Because this is not your vehicle. You're
right.
Renting this vehicle.
Yeah.
Got you. Now that makes sense. Okay. Renter Brian Abraham Bates.
My husband rented it, but both our names were on there. But I was the one that parked the car.
Okay, I get it. All right, thank you for that. Officer Jarmer, do you want to tell me why you towed this vehicle?
Yes. So on April 23rd, 2025, parking enforcement received a service request for blocked driveway at the address 3824 Southeast 60th and Avenue. The address is located within the City of Portland, County of Multnomah, State of Oregon. The request was assigned the service request SR number 1766.
Mr. Jarmer?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize how I'm realizing I'm having a hard time hearing you because it sounds like you're so far away. Is there any way that you can be a little bit closer to the microphone on your computer? I'm not, Ms. Bates, are you able to hear okay?
If I turn the volume all the way up, I can hear.
It's okay. Maybe I'll try that. I'll try that too. You're pretty, it's just very faint, Officer Jarmer. So it's difficult to hear. So maybe even just try talking a titch louder, please.
I tend to have a very calm voice. Okay, let me try one more time.
You don't need to be irate. I just need you louder.
Would you like me to start at the top again?
Yes.
Okay, so on April 23rd, 2025, Park Enforcement received a service request for a blocked driveway at 3824 Southeast 65th Avenue. This address is located within the City of Portland, County of Multnomah, State of Oregon. The request was assigned the SR number 1766. SR number 1766 was dispatched to me at approximately 8:07 a.m. I drove to the location, observed the above-mentioned vehicle parked within a driveway, and the vehicle was parked on the public right-of-way. The photos taken at the time of the citation issuance clearly show the vehicle with the rear end of the vehicle parked several feet into the driveway apron. I completed the blocked driveway citation at 8:29 a.m. and ordered a tow. The tow was actually specified by the homeowner that they wanted it towed. The citation was for Portland City Code 16.20.120-B. 16.20.130 prohibited in specific cases states, except when specifically directed by authority of this title or when necessary to avoid conflict with other traffic, it is unlawful to park or stop a vehicle in any of the following places: in front of any portion of a driveway, ingress, egress to the public right-of-way. A supporting document has also been submitted to the hearings office by Parking Enforcement. The blocked driveway document outlines the relevant city codes related to this offense and tow. This is a valid tow. Thank you.
Okay. I have put up the images from the taken at the time of the tow. It's Exhibit 10 on the screen. Are you both able to see those images?
Yes.
Okay. Are these the photos that you took at the time the tow was authorized, Officer Jarmer?
Affirmative.
And this is your the vehicle that you rented, Ms. Bates, this white,
yes.
I don't know, Sentra, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so this is the third image in this series, and is this where the wing begins, Officer Jarmer? Where my cursor is?
Affirmative.
So that means just from like the last, I don't know, foot is in the driveway?
Well, I'd say that there's probably about 2.5 feet there.
Okay. And you said that it was the homeowner that of the driveway or of this residence called?
Affirmative. I requested the tow.
Just to clarify, I did speak with the next door neighbor, the lady that called it in, and she said that she did not request a tow. I don't know if she's just not being truthful with me, but she did state to me that she did not request a tow for the vehicle. I also want to point out that when I parked that vehicle at 10:30 at night, it was not obvious that there was a wing where it would be blocking that wing because there's a lot of grass in that area. So it just looked like it was part of the yard to me.
I understand what you're saying. The homeowner may or may not have called it in. PBOT does not double check. They don't go to the door and ask, like, did you actually call this in? Any random person can call it in and say, hey, I saw a car blocking a driveway. I live here. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. There is no way to verify. So there is certainly some, it's weird. And I get that. Regardless, there are no, throughout the city, there are oftentimes not a very clear demarcation of where the driveway ends. And I mean, you will notice that throughout the neighborhoods, throughout town, it is not going to be clearly marked. So don't look for it because you won't find it. If you find it, it will be the needle in the haystack that you found. Maybe take a picture of that and, you know, post it on social media because you won't see those very often. I have scrolled through this. I see what happened. I know what the code says, and I do know that the vehicle technically is blocking a driveway, because it says that if the vehicle is parked in any portion of the driveway, ingress or egress. That's how the code is written, and my job is to follow the code. I live in town, right? I have to park here. I would also be annoyed if this happened to me, too. I would be like, are you kidding me? And that's what the code says. And so I realized Officer Jarmer was simply doing his job. Somebody called it in. They come out. They see that, yes, the vehicle is in the wing of the driveway, whether or not it's visible when you parked your car at 10 p.m. and you didn't see it is really not much of a defense. So I do find that the tow is validly authorized. So what happens next is, I believe your car is not in storage. You've gotten your car out of storage. Is that correct, Ms. Bates?
Yes.
So what happens next is I will write an order that's consistent with my analysis and my findings here today. That means that you remain responsible for the towing and storage charges. The best advice I can give you moving forward is if you think you might be in a driveway, you're probably in a driveway. Always pull forward or look for another parking spot where there's zero question about the legality of your parking, because you just never know. You just never know. Does any party have any questions about anything I've said and what happens next?
No.
Okay. Thank you both for being here this morning, for appearing and providing testimony in this hearing. I will write an order. That order will come to you in the same way you received notice of this hearing via email. I don't know when it will come to you, but just know that it's forthcoming. You both have a good day. Thank you for being here. We're going to go off the record. Thank you.